Okay. This plasma project is focused on production of permanent hydrophilic nonwovens. Now we are using some spin finishes, some treatment. With this plasma treatment, we should achieve, as I said, permanent hydrophilic properties of the material. Now we are achieving semi-permanent. What is also important, this project should reduce our cost. We will use less raw materials or less spin finishes. Regarding our product mix for 2009, we don't expect any significant changes for 2009. What I said, it was our, let's say, expectation that linked with the current situation in the world, there can be some transfer from, let's say, premium products to standard products. I'm speaking about hygiene products, and consequently, it should also cause some lower consumption of technologically advanced materials supplied by Pegas. But now we don't have any signals, any signs of that.
Okay, thank you very much. That answers my question. Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Ardim Kamula. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name and location.
Good afternoon, here is Radim Kramoy from Prague, Erste Bank. I've got several questions, if I may. Maybe first of all, I would like to follow up to the previous questions from my colleague. You mentioned that the R&D project should basically reduce input costs. Do you have any indication of how much the reduction could be, like in terms of percentage, and what percentage of your production would be actually affected by this R&D if successful? That's my first questions. Then I would like to ask you about your material input costs in the third Q. Basically, the polypropylene, polyethylene prices went up in the third Q, but you managed to decrease the material input cost by some 2 million euros in comparison to the first and second quarter of this year. You mentioned some inventories changes. I don't fully understand this, and whether we can expect in other quarters to see these inventories to actually increase the costs. It would be my second question. If you could elaborate on your wage and headcount outlook for 2009, if you plan to hire any employees, or if you're just going to keep the headcount at the current level. And my last question is to your debt, the leverage. If you could slightly elaborate how much you think you could be able to deleverage yourself. Thank you.
I will answer the first question regarding plasma project. We are speaking about pilot equipment. We will be testing our nonwovens. It is really R&D project, and the commercialization of this project is expected in late 2010 or 2011. It means that now to tell you any figures, it isn't possible.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Regarding the change in inventories, this is an accounting category, meaning that not all of the production produced in the third quarter 2008 was sold, meaning that the not sold production is a part of inventory, and all of the costs which the company spends on production of these unsold volumes must be somehow mitigated in the profit and loss. That's why the change in inventories means for the company an income, or is being accounted as an income or revenue. So this is the main reason why we decrease the percentage of cost in connection with raw materials and consumables. Your next question was about headcount
and wages.
And wages, for the time being, we don't expect that the general increase in wages will be higher than 5%. So the same situation as it used to be in the year 2008. And there is no reason for either increasing or decreasing headcounts in the company. So we believe that the level of hats being employed within Pegas will remain unchanged. And your last question was about debt leverage. If you look at the balance sheet and the balance sheet you can find on the page 14 of our presentation, that the last line, bank overdrafts and loans, there is stated 19.126 million euros. This is the number which we are planning as at September 30, 2008, to repay within the next month. Within the next 12 months. So around 19 million euros. The company currently plans to reduce the level of the debt. And of course, the conditions of the credit facility, they allow us to repay, but there is no obligation to repay. This was the principal reason for Mr. Zezaj to say that if no other better opportunities for Pegas generating more return is on the table, then we will continue and we will be repaying the debt.
Okay, if I may come back to my question number two, to the material inputs, because I understand this thing that if you don't sell the whole production, then it decreases your input cost, but then we would likely see it also on the revenues. But the revenue side seem not to be affected, and you also mentioned that the selling prices went down. So my guess that the decrease in revenues Q&Q by some 6% was primarily due to prices. So I don't really get this, how that you managed to keep revenues basically at the levels as if you sold the whole production, and on the other hand, you're saying that you increase your inventories.
The change of inventory is in accordance with the IFRS methodology, recognized inline raw materials and consumables, and is reducing reported figure in line with the revenue. So this is how we treat, or the company treats, posting this number. So revenues are the revenues which the company generates to the third parties, while the revenue in terms of change in inventories is decreasing or increasing the line of raw material and consumables.
Okay, I will have a look at it. Thank you.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. That's the number 1 to register a question, or the hash or pound key to cancel. We have a question from the line of Peter Vidlicka. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name and location.
Hello, this is Peter Vidlicka from Wood & Company here in Prague. First, let me say that congratulations on strong results in a tough quarter, and I have a couple of questions, if I may. My first question is on the production level in fourth quarter. There's going to be holidays, and I was wondering what kind of figure could we expect to be produced. Is it close to the first and second quarter, or is it more close to, are you going to continue producing at the level that we saw in the third quarter, some 17,000 tons produced? My second question is regarding your guidance re-rating. You say it's one of the reasons the volatile petchem prices and stronger Czech crown. And I was wondering, it occurred quite interesting to me that you re-rated your guidance ahead of the fourth quarter, when fourth quarter is on the line, at least from my point of view, to be very good, considering that petchem prices have collapsed some 20-30%, and also Czech crown weakened. So both of these are positive. So whether you could now, I would appreciate if you could give us some more color on this matter. And my last question is on the slowdown in the technically advanced hygiene. I was wondering where do you see pressure coming from? We saw some nice growth in the first, second, and third quarter. And it slowed down in third quarter to growing some 9%. So is this coming from the customers switching to cheaper brands, or what's behind this? Thank you very much.
First question, level of production in December, let's say, or fourth quarter should be more or less the same or in line with previous quarters. There might be some maintenance shutdown, but generally you can expect the same level. We will produce during December. We don't plan to stop any production line. Therefore, we expect that our inventories of finished goods will increase in December at the end, because you know that there are at least the last decade is specific. Regarding you are right. Polymer prices went down significantly in fourth quarter. As we said, we expect some positive impact to our EBITDA. We don't want now, and we don't know what level it will be, which level. But again, EBITDA in fourth quarter will be influenced by our inventories. And hygiene segment and segment of technical materials, we expected that sales of technical materials will be higher in 2000. Now, in 2008, we expected that we would dedicate some capacity of all the production lines to this segment. Unfortunately, it isn't reality now because of the drop of orders from construction market. And we lost around 2,500-3,000 tons from this segment. Hygiene, we were successful in hygiene segment. We were successful to increase the volumes of goods supplied to this segment. But now, I think that the hygiene isn't capable of absorbing such a volume, mainly at the end of this year.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Can I just add one more question? Could you please remind us what are the news on the new ninth line, where you came to more specific timing on the project, or are you sort of, as the non-woven segment is still oversupplied, are you sort of waiting for market to stabilize and putting off the project for the next 2 years? And as you indicated, you would like to focus more on repaying some of the debt.
As I mentioned before, we would like to finalize tax incentives for the new project. We st- still consider several possibilities or options for future growth. To be more specific regarding the timing of this new project or new investment, now it's very difficult to say. The situation isn't proper for that, isn't suitable on the market. And we also would like to make decision based on some volume or some requests from our customers. We would like to dedicate the new volume to, let's say, technologically advanced materials or to some projects. Regarding timing, again, we don't expect to make any steps next year, and still we believe that the end of 2010 or 2011 should be feasible. But again, it is linked with a good situation in the market.
Understand. Thank you very much. It's all for me.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's the number one to register a question or the hash or pound key to cancel. There will be a short silence whilst further questions are being registered. We have a question from the line of Dan Kopsek. Please go ahead with your question, announcing your company name and location.
Good afternoon. This is Dan Kopsek from United. Electricity is part of your cost, basically the second biggest after polymers, and the prices went down significantly in the recent days. Did you try to, for example, sell the electricity on a long-term contract to capitalize on that one?
Dan, I'm sorry, we didn't catch the last part of the question. Can you repeat it, please?
That the electricity prices corrected significantly, so if you try to benefit from them, probably sourcing them on a long-term contract at these level, right?
We have, let's say, midterm contract with our supplier of electricity. We signed this contract last year, and we fixed the prices for 3 years. It means 2008, 9, and 10, and we have the agreement with our supplier for 2009. What we would like to try renegotiate this contract, but we don't know the results now.
Okay, thank you, Ryan.
And once again, that's the number one to register a question or the hash or pound key to cancel. We appear to have no further questions at this time, so I hand the conference back to you for any closing comments.
Thank you very much. So if there are no questions anymore, I would like to thank all of you for joining our conference call, also on behalf of the management. If you have some questions later, please do not hesitate to contact us via phone or via email, and have a good evening. Thank you.